From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner denied Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he and the younger Trump and Paul Manafort met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow late June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there's been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they have not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, championed by former President Barack Obama.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
Bills being considered this week face total opposition from Democrats, and so far it's been resistance from Republicans that neither measure has advanced far enough in the legislative process. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. During a speech Monday night in front of about 40,000 Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree, U.S. President Donald Trump, who first said he would not get political, did just that. First, he established a tie between the Scouts and his closest allies.
It's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
Then the president joked that the Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill Tuesday. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. More pressure for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. This despite Sessions' denial that he's done anything wrong.
I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you, and I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador during the 2016 presidential campaign. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Meanwhile, Venezuelans scrambled to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. The U.S. military says it is preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, said Monday that the test of the military's terminal high-altitude area defense in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said that the test is a routine measure to make sure the system is ready. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.